The report from the National Institute on Money in State Politics looked at campaign finance records for all state races over the last decade. It defined a self-funder as someone who used either personal or family wealth to pay for more than half of his or her campaign. Nationally, the report found that only 11% of self-finance candidates won their races. Ann Bauer authored the report. She thinks it shows that money is only one predictor of a candidate's success. The way it's raised also matters.
When you have someone who is essentially self-financed, they have one major supporter. And when you have someone who has money from a wide variety of sources, then they have multiple supporters. And those supporters translate into conversations at the dinner table and support. They translate into yard signs. They translate into votes.
Bauer says that in Wisconsin, State Supreme Court Justice Annette Ziegler was tops among self-funders, giving more than $830,000 to her successful judicial campaign in 2007. State Assembly candidate Dan Cole, the nephew of U.S. Senator Herb Cole, gave his own campaign roughly $240,000 in 2008, only to lose a Democratic primary. Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Newman could shatter the old Wisconsin record. He'd given his campaign more than $1 million through the end of last year. Republican Ron Johnson is also expected to self-fund his U.S. Senate race, but federal races were not included in the Institute's study. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.